The next patient is Michael Bosinski. The last name is B like in boy, O, Z like in Zulu, Y like in Yankee, N like in November, S like in Sierra, K like in Kilo, I like in India. Michael. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O, B like in boy, A. That is referred to this office for evaluation of the CKD stage 4. This is the clinical case, the past medical history includes hypertension for more than 5 years, that has not been treated consistently, and for that reason has been most likely out of control. He was told to have diabetes mellitus 6 months ago, and he was admitted to Highlands Hospital like 3 months ago with what he calls a stroke syndrome, that the manifestations were left leg weakness, unsteadiness, and a slurred speech. The patient was in the hospital for about 4 days, and then he was released. He was also found with hypothyroidism and has been taking replacement therapy. The most recent laboratory workup is in November the 6th of 2023, which shows that the serum creatinine was 3.24, in October 23rd was 2.89. The BUN is 41, the creatinine, the estimated GFR is 21 mLs per minute. Sodium is slightly elevated at 146, potassium 4.7, chlorine 104, and CO2 is 25. The liver function tests have been unremarkable. The albumin is 4.7. The excretion of proteins has been 9.3 milligrams per deciliter. However, we don't have the results for the creatinine in order to establish the relationship. The history related to the urinary tract infection is that he doesn't feel satisfied when he finishes the urination. There is no evidence of burning to urination and occasional left flank pain. Period. He has been under the care of Dr. Pal, P-A-L, who is a cardiologist, and apparently stress test was done, and he plans to do a cardiac catheterization. And the risk involved in that is very high regarding co- contrast nephropathy and loss of the remaining kidney function. Period. The patient has not been told anything related to kidney function prior to the first encounter with the primary care, Dr. Cordova, in October. Period. At this point, we are going to order the basic laboratory workup for acute kidney injury, and we are going to bring him back in order to have a better idea of the clinical picture. Number two, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to acute kidney injury versus chronic kidney disease. Number three, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number four, peripheral vascular disease status post stroke with left-sided weakness. Following number, hypertension under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus under control. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to order the acute kidney injury workup, and we'll keep you posted for the posted of his progress. A paragraph I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral as well as the lab in the face-to-face 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.